Monday afternoon, Private Investigator Lorraine Connor sat hunched over her paper-swamped desk, punched a few more numbers into her old cagey laptop, then scowled at the results shown on the screen. She tried the numbers again, got the same dismal results, and gave them the same dark look. The Quicken-generated budget, however, refused to be intimidated. Damn file, she thought. Damn budget, damn heat, and damn circular fan that she'd purchased just last week and was already refusing to work unless she whacked it twice in the head. She stopped now to give it the requisite double smack and was finally rewarded with a feeble breeze. Christ, this weather was killing her. It was 3 in the afternoon on Monday. Outside, the sun was shining, the heat about to crest for another record-breaking July day in downtown Portland, Oregon. Technically speaking, Portland didn't get as ridiculously hot as the East Coast, nor in theory did it get as humid as the South. These days, unfortunately, the climate didn't seem to realize that. Rainey had long since traded in her t-shirt for a white cotton tank top. It was now plastered to her skin, while her elbows left rings of condensation on the one clear spot on her desk. If it got any hotter, she was taking her laptop into the shower. Rainey's loft offered central air, but as part of her belt-tightening program, she was cooling her vast one-room condo the old-fashioned way. She'd opened the windows and turned on a small desk fan. Unfortunately, that little matter of heat rising was conspiring against her. The 8th-floor condo wasn't magically getting any cooler, while the smog content had increased tenfold. Bad day for belt-tightening programs, especially in Portland's trendy Pearl District, where iced coffee was served on practically every street corner, and all the little cafes prided themselves on their gourmet ice cream. God knows the majority of her upwardly mobile neighbors were probably sitting in Starbucks right now, basking in air-conditioned glory while trying to choose between an iced chai or non-fat mocha latte. Not Rainey. No, the new and improved Lorraine Connor was sitting in her trendy loft in this trendy little neighborhood trying to decide which was more important, money for the laundromat or a new carburetor for her 15-year-old clunker. On the one hand, clean clothes always made a good impression when meeting a new client. On the other hand, it didn't do her any good to land new cases if she had no means of carrying them out. Details, details. She tried a fresh round of numbers in her Quicken file. Showing a gross lack of imagination, the file spit back the same red results. She sighed. Rainey had just passed the Oregon Board of Investigators test to receive her license. In the good news department, this meant she could start working for defense lawyers as a defense investigator, a la Paul Drake to their Perry Mason. In the bad news department, the 2-year license cost her $700. Then came the $100 for the standard $5,000 bond to protect her against complaints. Finally, she got to fork over $800 for $1 million in errors and omissions insurance, more CYA infrastructure. All in all, Connor Investigations was moving up, except she was now out $1,600 and feeling the crunch. "But I like eating," she tried to tell her computerized business records. They didn't seem to care. A buzzer sounded. Rainey sat up, dragging a hand discouragingly through her hair, while she blinked twice in surprise. She wasn't expecting any clients today. She peered into the family room where her TV was tuned into the building's security cameras and now broadcasted the view from the main entrance. A well-dressed man with salt-and-pepper hair stood patiently outside the locked front doors. As she watched, he buzzed her loft again. Then he glanced up at the camera. Rainey couldn't help herself. Her breath caught. Maybe her heart even stopped. She looked at him, the last person she expected to see these days, and everything inside her went topsy-turvy. She ran a hand through her newly shorn hair again. She was still getting used to the look, and the heat made it flip out like a dark chestnut dish mop. Then there was her tank top, old and sweat-soaked. Her denim shorts, ripped up, frayed, and hardly professional. She was just doing paperwork today, no need to dress up. And oh God, had she put on deodorant this morning, because it was really hot in here and she could no longer tell.